Welcome to Haphazard Adventures. You're going to hear us call this show White to See Our Radio multiple times because that's what the show used to be called. We started the show back in 2009, and then we brought it back in 2016 with the same name. And then after about 43 episodes, we rebranded it to be Haphazard Adventures because it just made more sense. And I ended up taking the name White to See Our Radio and repurposing it as for a podcast where I basically talk to myself. So White to See Our Radio is still a thing, but it's very different. And this show is Haphazard Adventures. So sit back, listen, and enjoy Haphazard Adventures. Welcome back to another re-up of Haphazard Adventures, where I take an old show, make cut-ins, kind of make some commentary, kind of listen to it again with you guys. Today, we talk to Tiverja and Today, we talk to Tiverja and her comic Wayward Falls. I'll be honest, I don't remember anything we talked about from this episode, because it was like 10, 11 years ago. So we'll just jump in and see what happens.
Hello, and welcome to Y2CR Radio Episode 25. Tonight's show, we're going to answer some questions from a listener who emailed me with questions. Generally how we get questions.
I'm glad to clarify that, as we all know that the questions come through email. I mean, you could ask your questions through text or through a phone call, but you know, or in person. So we could signal it to you, but you know, email.
We have a special guest.
We never answer them. This is only like the second time we've ever gotten questions, so don't make it sound all super cool.
No, we're going to answer these ones. They're in front of me, written down.
We're going to answer these ones, but the previous ones, I don't think we did.
I don't think we did either.
And we had like a whole conversation with her.
With who?
The previous person that.
Oh, I don't know.
Commented. Okay, keep going.
She's probably no longer a listener, but whatever.
We suck.
We do. Oh, we're also going to talk with
Tiverja
from Wayward Falls tonight, and ask some questions and see what's going on with her comic and what she's doing. We got some music for tonight's show. I don't know what it is yet, but we're going to pick it out later, and I'm sure it'll be awesome, because it always is, except for when it was Keith Woods' band. But that's the point.
I don't think does he talk to you anymore?
No, he doesn't. Not after that episode.
That's funny, because Keith and I actually do voiceover for Keith Woods and Mike Paladin's anime, Starship Moonhawk, these days. But we never actually talked to Keith, so I think he might still hold a grudge against me, or against us. Whatever.
I'd have to be reamed a hole on his band, but still, I told him, you know, don't give me the song unless you want me to be honest about it.
We were, and it was horrible.
I'm honest about everything.
Except for your penis size.
No, I'm honest about that, too. If I'm asked, I'll answer.
Just don't ever ask me, please.
You're funny. All right, keep going. Next.
We were going to have Mr. John Anderson on the show tonight because he was going to come on, but he is too busy watching Ratatouille with his sister. Now, you might be asking yourself, you know, Ratatouille with his sister, how old is his sister? Because it's probably, you know, young little girl. No, she's 33.
Awesome. Hey, almost the same age as your sister.
And my sister is 43 now, because this was 10 years ago. So now she's in her 40s. And of course, I was, you know, a ripe old 28 when I recorded this. And now I'm 38. Oh, I'm old.
True. But to top it off, they are watching with his sister's daughter, who is 7. So it's not quite as lame.
Or his niece.
I know. I didn't want to say niece, though.
Oh, but his sister's daughter.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Because he's gay. Gay people don't have nieces. They have sister's daughters.
What?
I'm kidding. Although John Anderson did tell me that I am a DILF, which I found out is a gay way of saying a dude I'd like to fuck.
Or a dad.
Why would it be
What? MILF? DILF. Get it. Mom, I'd like to fuck, and dad, I'd like
I know,
fuck.
But he's gay, so it's just dude.
That doesn't make any sense.
You don't make any sense.
You're just trying to cover it up that you're wrong, and I was right.
The fact that I didn't think of dad, I just went to dude.
Yes.
Ah, damn it. All right. Yeah.
We need to get new headphones.
We do, but that's not the point. Let's go ahead and listen to a song. This is our intro, and then we'll come back and ask some questions.
Are we going to say what the intro is or be surprised?
I don't know what the song is. We're going to be surprised.
And then we should figure it out while it's playing, quote unquote.
Yes, we always play live. All right. Here's the song by this band.
A little behind the scenes for you. We never actually did play them live for any of the shows we ever did. We thought about it. We tried to figure it out, but we never could figure it out. But the reason why we actually would do all these cuts, like in the old days where we'd have, like, we record for like 30, 40 minutes and then cut, play a song, come back, or however long it was because the software we used to record would always crash if you did it for more than an hour. So we would only record for a short amount of time, stop so we can save that file out. Because we had several times, you've probably heard, where we were recording and the file crashed and we lost like an hour or two of recording, which sucked. So this is our way of like kind of like, you know, making sure we had stuff. Anyways, all right. And obviously, I didn't play a song. I don't even know what I played back then. I didn't look it up. I don't really give a shit. But I'm sure I'll tell you here in a minute when I play the next part of the episode.
And that was Angry Johnny by Poe.
Hey, I'm not angry.
Oh, right. I played a bunch of Poe songs in this one. I love Poe. That album is so good.
You are angry.
I was earlier today, but not right now.
I love it.
Yes, that song is great. I remember when it first came out and I saw the video on MTV. It's a total wankfest video. Not to be gross or anything, but she spends the whole video in a bed in her underwear. It's hot.
Poe is hot. Poe is pretty hot, I will say.
Poe is very hot.
I'm looking her up right now. Sorry, I made that noise to everybody.
No,
that's so okay. We should probably talk to Tavergia.
Hello.
So first question is a very generic one that we ask everybody. What is your comic? And tell us about it a little bit.
Well, I suppose my comic could best be described as a kind of fantasy, sci-fi, action-adventure romance, sort of. Although it's not that far along in the storyline yet. I think we just hit 70 pages long. I work on it alongside my boyfriend, Antitype. And that's the handle he goes by. Yeah, it's not his real name.
That'd be a pretty awesome real name, though. Hi, I'm Antitype. Legal name. It's cool.
Yeah. But it's pretty much set in a modern urban setting. So it's like a fantasy sci-fi, but modern times.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So what does he help with? Does he help with the story or characters?
He's writer. He does most of the writing. I do a lot of the writing, but I handle everything else. He does most of the writing, and I do the website, the design, the drawing, pretty much everything else.
Cool. And how do you I'm looking at your comic right now. How do you make your pages? Do you do them all digital, or do you start on pencil and go back and
right,
go over?
I should state for the record here that most of the people we had on the show back in the day for White to Cigar Radio, you know what it was called back then, all the webcam people we had on, there was a couple of them that I actually didn't do this to, but most of them, and Tavergia, I'm sorry to shatter the glass here for you, and for several of the other ones, like the ones kind of like Unity Heroes and stuff, I never actually read their comics. I just was part of the community. I wanted to help expand and share these other comics with people and talk to people and like to know more people who made comic books, comic strips, I mean, or web comics. But I never actually read any of them. Like, I only actually read like maybe 4 web comics back in the day. And I was just so bad about it. And I would always play off like I knew what they were doing. I mean, I'd read some of them. Like, I'd always do a little pre-research beforehand and read like a couple pages here and there and like get familiar with it a little bit. But most of it was because I knew them from like different communities I was in. And I was like, hey, come on my podcast. Let's talk about your show. And honestly, I loved it that way because it meant every time we talked to somebody, it was going to be a new journey on it to find out what they've made or find out who they are and learn about their comic in real time. And so the reactions I have are genuine, which I like. So just so you don't think I've always like knew everything about it. I mean, when For the Reals was on, when Joe was on Before the Reals a couple episodes ago on that one, I mean, I was a huge fan and I had taken over the comic with him. By taking over, I mean, I like brought him into like my fold of stuff and was like helping out with stuff and working with him, but it's still Joe's comic. But you know, all that being said and done, I just wanted to make sure everybody knew. I don't know why I care if you know this, but I just, whatever, back to the show.
I start on paper. I do paper and pen, and then, you know, I get it all inked, and then I scan the page in, and I color it in Photoshop, and I do a lot of gradients and effects to kind of make the city look realistic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's kind of similar to the way John does it, right?
No, in a broad sense of the word, yeah.
Oh, I just see you drawing on paper and...
I do it's similar to that, but I'm not sure anybody does their comics the way I do them just because I'm kind of creatively crazy, so...
Let me clarify if you're there what I meant by that, because if you know me and if you know the way that I work on stuff, you kind of, the creatively crazy thing makes sense to you, but if you don't know me personally and see me working... my studio or my office, if you, this might not make sense to you. And it comes down to just me as the way my brain works, I guess. And it's for writing, it's for drawing, it's for creating comics, it's for creating podcasts, for creating music. It's like, I have this ability this inability to stop, this inability not to try and make new things. Like, I can't ever focus on one thing. That's why I have Spoiler Country and Haphazard Adventures and Y2C Radio, three shows that I do on a weekly basis. And some shows, like Spoiler Country right now, is releasing 4 to 5 times a week, and then Haphazard once a week, Y2C does once a week, so it's a lot of work. I mean, I was doing comics that would just, you know, find ways to make comics faster or pages faster so I could put out more and more and more a week. I mean, I did a daily comic every day for a while, and like I've told before on other podcasts, in 2016 I released 1,000 pages in 1 year. Just because my creativity would just be going off the hook. And I'm not saying it was all good. I know for a fact that not everything I made was good. But I would just always be creating and always be getting stuff out because I felt like if I wasn't, I was falling behind. I felt like I was wasting time if I didn't always be creating. I always feel that way. Like, sometimes it's hard for me not to get out of that mode. And sometimes I will just sit and do nothing because I have so much on my mind that I just shut off, and it's crazy. But when I get going and get on the rolls, it's a lot of stuff will come out, which is why I have so many podcasts coming out, which is why I have so many books out that I've done, and it's nuts.
But that's not the point tonight.
Good way to be.
Yeah. So when did you start?
December 17th, 2008. So it just hit a year old.
Oh, yes. Happy birthday.
I know it's a baby. Yeah. We're off to a good start, though. I'm really excited. When it hit the year marker, I was done with 66 pages and one crossover.
Nice. Have you what's your update schedule? Have you hit them all, or have you missed some?
I'm pretty much sporadic. I try to update at least once a week, but on my good days, I'll update twice. So
nothing like John's crazy.
Well. It's nobody can do what I do. And it's not being it's because I have help. So it's not just me.
It's not me.
No, it's not you.
You collaborate, don't you?
Yeah, I've got a lot of people who work with me on several comics. Like, I have input on every comic that posts. Not all of them are done specifically complete 100% by me. So
right.
But they're all part of this world that I created, which is insanely nutty.
I just realized. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I still need to go through it because you said that I could review it at some point, so I will do that.
Yeah, have fun. There's over 900 comics now, so.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, last Wednesday posted number 900, and I'll probably hit 1,000 in March.
That's fantastic.
Well, it's, yeah, thank you. But I've been doing it for over six years now, so. It kind of, I mean, numbers add. As long as if I just stayed on a posting path, you know, it was eventually going to get up there.
Right.
It's the last year I've been posting at least daily, which helps. Now, what were you going to say, Kaylee?
Oh, I just got really excited because we were born in the same year, except for I'm 8 months older. No, 10 months older. I just get excited of people being in the same year.
Not the same age as you.
Yes. Except for she just turned my age and I'm going to leave it.
Next month. Oh, sadness.
22?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yep.
Oh, cool.
I will be 23. I'm not looking forward to it.
Whatever, I'm going to be 28 March, so.
You're a big old ass.
Yeah.
I always forget how close this podcast was when we originally were doing it to when I started my current job that I'm still at 10 years later. It was like we stopped doing this show like right before I got this job, which is just nutty to me. Mostly because I feel like I've been on this job forever, and I feel like this podcast, the old show was so long ago, but it all lines up.
Okay, when I was 23.
You were single and had no kids.
This is very true.
And when you were 24, we were married with two kids.
Yeah.
It's like, how did that happen?
Yeah.
I will be 23 next month on Valentine's Day.
Oh, wow. That's nice. You get kind of like a double... thing going on.
Double whammy, yeah, and
yeah.
John's pretty sweet.
We could do it. We can do it to you. We did for Cameron for his birthday. Do a special birthday podcast. Just make fun of you all the time, all night.
We have big plans for our birthday, and it's collaborating with Mike and Kim. Mike of
MRG Studios.com.
It's his initials. I'm like R.
And FreeAnimalMagic.com.
that URL does not exist anymore. Just go to whitetail.net and you can find it there. But the furryanimalmagic.com does not exist anymore. Don't go there. I don't know what's there. It's probably something scary. Probably scary porn.
Yes. I'm going to go to the casino and blow all their money.
Are we? Is that what we're doing?
I don't know.
Nobody's told me this, so.
Oh, your sister sent me a text, but I'm
always the last one to find out, so.
Always. But anyways, I was really excited because I found you on Facebook because I'm weird and creepy and I do that to everybody.
Yeah, everyone who's been on the show. Yeah, everyone who's been on the show has eventually become Kitty's Facebook or MySpace friend because she searches them out.
Excellent. Great. Feel free to add me.
See, people will like it. I'm adding you right now.
Yay.
Great. Yeah, it's, to go a little further on her creepiness, I give a guy a ride to work every day and take him home. And she went and found and added him on Facebook too. Just because I interact with him on a daily basis because I work with him. She's going to add him on Facebook.
No, I said I tried to find him. Just because I like to look at people's pictures. I don't know.
You're creepy. You're a stalker.
I'm not a stalker. I like to look at people's pictures. I need to add more pictures.
Back to questions, because we're getting off topic as always.
We always do.
Yeah.
Oh, that was weird. It like echoed. It's like, as always, always.
It takes pointing it out.
Oh, well, it freaked me out. I was like, ah, John's going crazy, or the computer is.
All right, back to questions then, Kaylee. You want to ask one?
I do.
What is it?
Hold on. I need my cheat sheets. Oh. Well, usually my questions, they've all been answered.
Do you want me to ask one then?
Do you have a question?
I have lots of questions, but I was trying to get you involved.
Oh, and this question, I totally thought of it before you told it to me, but I was going to wait till we were on the podcast to ask it.
Now we're on the podcast, ask it.
Okay, so the lead character looks very much like you.
Is
she based on you?
Okay, yeah. Like, yeah, this is a good one to actually answer. The whole comic actually originated from role playing, essentially. And actually, that's how I met Antitype, who is now my boyfriend. He and I met. Yes, he's the writer. He and I met at a live action role play game. Are you familiar with what that is?
Like furries?
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you didn't get one there.
Kind of, but without the
furries.
You know, with the crazy, without the creepy.
Okay.
Can you have that?
No, but we basically dress up in capes and run around and get crazy. I don't know. We basically based our characters off of characters in that and so my character Vigana is how her name is pronounced. She does look a lot like me, and the reason being is because I wanted to kind of keep and stick to her origins, because like I said, she started out as a live action role play sort of deal, and we just kind of moved it on to role play in written form, and that became what the comic is now.
What's her name?
Vigana Videl.
Wow, this whole time I've been reading her name as Vagina Videl.
Oh, I knew it too. I was like, vagina.
Even so much, but
if it was not.
For not adding another N to her name.
Vigana. Wait, what is it?
Vigana. I mean, even when I got the you know, you sent me a Facebook friend request from her profile, I was like, oh, so Vagina wants to be my friend.
I wrote it as, or I read it as Vagina, then I was like, that's not how you spell Vagina.
I'm sure you're not the only one.
Yeah, but that you probably get way more readers that way.
Yeah.
If people don't know how to spell vagina and they spell vagina.
No, that's so funny, because we actually get a lot of our hits come from Google that say, you know, I look at the search string and it's like woman's vegana, and I'm just like, what do you know how to spell? It's like, it's my own fault. Like, I need to change her name or something, but.
No, don't change it. It's a perfect way to get extra hits there, although I don't think Tversia does a comic anymore, but, you know, whatever. Thank you.
by now.
Yeah, I know, right? But basically, yeah, a lot of people say, oh, well, is this some kind of self-insert or something? And it's not quite the contrary. She is pretty much my polar opposite in terms of personality. So,
now,
yeah.
What kind of roleplay was it? Was there a certain game you were about to play, or just a made-up, or just like a...
Yeah, well, we ran on the White Wolf system of roleplay, and we were doing Vampire Masquerade, and it was a vampire roleplay essentially, and it was set in the Dark Ages, which is why Vigana's origins date back to the Dark Ages. So in the comic, there are some flashbacks that she has where she's sort of reliving elements of her past. And then she awakens in Weirwood Falls, which is the city that they live. And she's like, oh, well, I'm in modern day society now. That's wonderful.
It's wonderful.
I think this is probably the first comic that I actually have interest in.
Do you?
Oh, wow. Oh, that's nice.
I'm even wearing my I Heart Vampire sweatshirt.
You should feel honored. She's in white comics.
Yeah. I do feel honored. I'm very honored. Thank you.
You're welcome. I've looked at all the character profiles and everything.
Well, there's only 70 pages, so it'll only take you a day or two to read.
A day or two?
An hour. she reads fast.
I don't read fast. I just read intently. So when I do read, it's not going to be for like half an hour. It's going to be for like 5 hours. And then I realize,
This vampire, first and foremost, does not sparkle.
Good.
Just clearing that up.
Good. Because vampires should not sparkle.
I like the Twilight books. I don't really like the book. I don't care for the last one, and I don't like the movies. But I like the books for what they are. I like the Sookie Stackhouse ones.
I'm only even remotely interested in the Twilight movies is because Taylor Lautner walks around with his shirt off for like 3/4 of the entire film.
Oh, see, I haven't seen the second one yet. I'm just going to wait for it to come out on DVD, I think. Or if I could get John not to do a podcast on a Saturday night, we can go and see it because they're just about to stop playing it. And it only has one showtime and it's 9:30.
We did not go see it in theaters, sadly. Not sadly because it's a good movie, but sadly because I should have taken Kayla to go see it. Sorry, babe.
Oh, we leave right now. Let's take it.
We could, actually. I'm not paying $15 to go see that damn movie. I'm sorry.
Oh, me neither.
I'll tell you what.
Me neither.
We can go see it, Kaylee, when you watch Star Trek with me. Yeah, yeah. We got Star Trek on Blu-ray, and we have to watch it.
The Dark Knight. I don't know why, because The Dark Knight is a really action-packed movie. I fall asleep to it every time. I've never seen it, because I fall asleep like 10 minutes in.
Really?
It puts me right to sleep.
She's always asleep by the time that the Joker gets into the bus in the beginning. That's where she falls asleep. That's as far as she's seen. And
I love Batman. I think Batman's the only good thing about DC.
Really? I like DC. I like Green Lantern.
I mean Green Lantern shirt.
Batman's the one thing that I really enjoy about DC comics.
John's a big Batman fan.
Yeah.
Not even in the closet. He's a huge Batman fan. We have a lot of Batman shit.
Pretty much, yeah. And I am proud to
say.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, adding on to that, I remember going to a convention and I actually dressed up as Poison Ivy.
Nice.
Well, you have the red hair.
Yes.
I'm going to dress up. I hate wearing wigs, so I only dress up as characters, you know, with red hair.
I have a genius idea for Halloween.
Oh, God.
I will get a pigeon and dye my hair bright red, and you can go as Batman.
So we're going to go as enemies?
Yes, but hot enemies.
So the point is you're going to want to kill me with your plants, and I'm going to try to arrest you.
They do
kill me. Anti-type is Batman. He does the whole dressing up thing with me.
We need to think of Halloween costumes because we have really small kids, so we have to make sure our costumes are nice and for our age, but also for their age when we go walking around with them. And it's freezing every Halloween, so it has to be warm.
Where do you live again?
In Washington State.
By Seattle.
Oh, yeah. It's cold there.
Yeah, all the time.
Not all the time. It gets hot in the summer for like 2 days.
Yeah. We have like a week of like scorching 100 degrees and everyone's like, we're going to die. And like all the AC turns.
I just coughed. Sorry.
All the ACs out of Walmart and Target and anywhere you can buy an AC is like gone, and they get a week's worth. We just suffer.
Yeah, pretty much. Open a window.
Yeah, open a window. We did buy a fan last year.
Strip down your skivvies.
You sleep in your skivvies every night.
Well, I take them off.
No, do it. You know you want to do it.
Nope, not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get us back on topic, though.
I'm sorry.
I don't know how that question went to talking about Twilight to talking about...
Because she said her vampires don't sparkle.
I know, but it segued that into...
Bat, my bad.
Into, and into fans from Walmart.
Yeah, and into me and my underwear.
It's hot. I like you in your underwear. You're
good.
Good cuddle bunny.
Thank you. Thank you.
Aw, that's cute. No.
Deep down, I really do like him a lot.
No, she doesn't. She hates me. Yeah, I sleep on the couch every night for you.
Whatever. You sleep with Heidi every night.
I do. Heidi's my pillow girlfriend.
No, it's a body pillow.
It's a body pillow that I named Heidi, and I cuddle with every night because it's comfortable.
You'll be happy to know that Heidi is still part of my sleeping arrangement, and I have a new Heidi because I replace Heidi every couple of years because, you know, pillows get worn out. But no, Heidi is definitely still the thing that I cuddle with every night that's not Kaylee.
So instead of cuddling, he cuddles with Heidi.
Well, you move. Classy. You move. Heidi doesn't move. She stays where I put her.
I'm sorry.
That bitch knows what's what. I should draw a face on her.
But when I cuddle with him, he's Hubert.
Yes, it's Heidi converts to Hubert. I show a Heidi face on one side and Hubert on the other side. All right.
This is becoming very creepy.
Oh, but she's so soft.
We thought about buying a new one at Costco.
Yeah. But we didn't because they're expensive.
Way to get back on topic there, John.
I tried, but she distracted me again.
Do you have anything that you want to talk about?
Who are you talking to?
To Versia. If I was talking to you, I'd look at you. She knows I'm not looking at you right now.
How does she know that?
Because she does. I don't know. Shut up. My headphones keep falling. Ah, hold on. My lumpy head.
All right. So my next question would be is where are you planning on taking your comic as far as not story-wise per se, but just the comic wise, do you plan on printing it out? Do you plan on keep going it forever? Is it a finite story?
You can answer both.
Well, I'm not quite sure just yet. I'm kind of playing it by ear pretty much. I think we are going to go to print at some point. It's just wrapping up the first act. Right now we are three parts in. The third part is just about to end, and I think we're going to expand upon that and go into a fourth part.
Nice.
At which point No. That's the crossover that I did with Patricia Lupine, I think her last name is pronounced, from Swift River.
Oh, but, okay. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. But yeah, like I said, I also did a crossover this year. And I think the main comic, the main storyline, once I reach 100 pages, which will be the end of part four, that's when I would consider going to print.
Nice.
So.
And how much story? I mean, how long is the story? Is this a story? Does it continue on forever if need be?
Yeah, we've got a pretty good idea of where we're going. We don't exactly know how it's going to end because it's ongoing at this point. But I do know that I know it. If you read the comic, you'd know that it doesn't seem like it at all, because there's just so much violence and so much fighting, but it will work out to be a love story.
I think that was a stab at me for not reading the comic yet.
Oh, I just finished the first page. It's very Mr. and Mrs. Smith-esque.
Kind of, I suppose, yeah.
Yes, I'm going to start adding esque to everything.
Esque. Oh, I can't wait for that to stop. Now, are you planning
esque?
Stop-esque, yes. Are you planning on putting out other merchandise besides books?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We're definitely going to do, you know, like posters and bag buttons and stuff like that. And at some point, I want to hire a sculptor to do a, you know, little action figures, and we'll see how that goes.
That would be cool.
All I wanted to say is, not the gumdrop, but
the what?
Why are you quoting Shrek right now? What brought up Shrek?
Buttons.
She said buttons? You think it's Shrek?
I'm sorry, I'm like deliriously tired tonight.
Oh, sure. Man. Well, on that happy note,
we should play another song.
Should play one more, another song. Yeah, not one more, but another song. What song should we play?
Me?
Anybody? Anybody who's paying attention?
But you're looking at me, and she knows you're looking at me. Oh, lifesavers! You interrupt you. I can't get it. Do we have more Poe? Are we gonna stick with the one artist today, or are we gonna kind of shop around?
If you prefer not to go with Poe, I actually have another suggestion, but it's an international artist.
Go
another
ahead.
Obscure one.
What is it?
Have you ever heard of Coco? She's a Japanese singer.
Oddly enough, yes, I have.
Oh, my gosh. I love her.
I'm not sure I have any Coco, but I've heard her stuff before.
I can get you Coco. I recommend Mizukagami,
all right,
which is in Japanese.
I'm sure I played that song originally, but, you know, not playing it now because of copyright stuff. But, yeah, this is fun. It's virtually a lot of fun to talk to. I will now add in the next section of the audio, and we'll see what happens there, because I don't remember.
And welcome back.
That was Coco.
And I can't pronounce the name of the song, so... Can anybody? No. No.
Mizukagami?
Ah, damn, you proved me wrong. Yep, that's what it was.
Wait, say it again.
Mizukagami.
Mizukagami, there you go.
Mizusagami.
You know, you think I'd be able to say that? I did take 2 years of Japanese in college, but no.
Yeah, I took 4 years, and I still practice some.
You took how many years?
I took 4 years of Japanese.
Wow, I took two. And when I say I took two, I mean I took the first class and passed it with a high grade, and then I enrolled in the second class and dropped out 3 weeks in. That was my 2 years.
You're such a liar.
Well, I was technically there for 2 years. Kind of.
Yeah.
I was enrolled.
No, you should say I took Japanese. A quarter of Japanese. Yes. Not a quarter of the language, but just a quarter in college.
No, 2 years sounds better.
Okay. Yeah, big.
How funny. I forgot that's how I did mine. That I dropped out of Japanese halfway through or quarter of the way through. I think it was closer to halfway through the second year. I always keep saying today, oh, I took 2 years of Japanese, but really I took a year and a little bit, then dropped out. Because I didn't want to finish it, so yay me, I'm so smart.
I also I don't remember how to say anything except for like.
Yomo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Yes, that's all I remember. Yomo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Actually, speaking of Japanese, two of my good friends are in Japan right now. Those bastards.
They are.
They're there for the next 3 months.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I mean, I'm by no means fluent. I know enough to get by, and I can get by on a light conversation. And I can speak right. It, you know, on cue. I can just think of something to say. It's just that I can't do fluent. I'm just not that good just yet.
But they're not fluent. They don't even know anything. They're just there because of their job.
Oh, I think they're, yeah, they are working with all Americans. So they don't really.
Well, they're staying in a Japanese hotel. Staying there. Yeah, it was kind of, it's so cool. My buddy Calvin, who's actually one of the characters in my comic, he's a. Going to take pictures of all of the weird vending machines they have over there, because every morning he buys a can of hot coffee out of a vending machine.
Oh, we should. They're 16 cool. hours ahead of us. So what time is it there? Nine
plus four. It's noon.
We should call him.
He's probably at work.
On a Sunday?
Oh, no, you're right. He's probably out partying. No, he's going to see the Big Buddha right today. The Big Buddha, and I forget what city he's going to, but he's going to see the big statue of Buddha and stuff today.
Well, you should at least see if he's on Skype.
Well, he's not. I already did. He's not on Skype. There, not on Skype.
Okay.
But yeah, he's going to see the Big Buddha today, which I'm jealous because I want to go do that. I guess his buddies at work were like, let's go to the Tokyo car show today. And he's like, I don't even like cars. I'm not a car guy. I'm going to go see Buddha. And they made fun of him for it. And then my other friend, Jeff, I'm sure he's probably fishing today because he's a huge fisherman.
They fish? I'm kidding.
It's an island.
It's an island.
Sorry.
You hit me in the head.
With a bottle. That's what you get.
All right, spousal abuse.
Nobody saw that. Yeah, nobody saw that though.
I felt it.
And they heard it. Oh my god, there's a bump in your head.
And it like skidded across.
What the hell was that?
Oh, I hit the sensi pot.
All right, now I do have some more questions that I want to ask before we go on to the next topic.
The next subtopic, you mean?
Yeah. My question is, besides Wayward Fall, what else do you do?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, besides the role playing that I do, I also dance.
What is role playing?
Pardon?
Like, is it like, I just keep thinking sexual fantasies. That's all that comes up. I'm just like,
well, there's that too.
Essentially, it's kind of like that. It usually always ends that way if you do it right. Now that's why guys do role play. It's to meet chicks.
You don't need to be a guy to enjoy that stuff.
My wife is very sheltered when it comes to anything fantasy, sci-fi, or anything like that. She's not very inept to what basically, you know, taking on the role play is, because in her mind it's just the creep of people she sees on Law and Order, they do with those weird episodes.
Hey, no,
right?
And you know I'm right too.
I know. I just didn't know in depth, like, you know, like being a lesbian. I don't know in depth. I get the basic concept. That's why we always quiz Jackie.
I can show you some videos of that in depth.
I meant in real life, not in porn.
Just have Jackie go over with her girlfriends and have it and watch that.
No, that's gross.
Not oh my god,
Jackie, but I was like, Jack, what do you do? She's like, stop it. But seriously, what do you do?
Are you going to quiz John when he comes over to his gay life?
No, I don't know him that well. I've known Jack for like 10 years.
I've known John for like 2 years.
But no.
Yeah.
Hardly.
Okay. All right, back to the question.
Okay.
Well,
besides the role playing in the comic.
Man, I got to apologize to Virgil. We could not stay on topic. We're shit for this interview. It's no wonder we never really talked to you after this.
Well, I do dancing. I do a lot of dancing. I do tango, belly dancing. I'm also quite interested in pole dancing, so getting into a bit of that. I mean, not like stripping or anything, just, you know, dancing, like acrobatics. Exercise? Yeah. Like I just
it's becoming it's very popular. Beautiful.
Yeah, it's a great expression of I don't know. I love it. I think it's beautiful.
It's hard.
It'd yeah.
be very oh, strong.
Yeah. I have to work up on my strength, but yeah, I do enjoy it. I enjoy dancing, and I also do a bit of voice acting. And pixel art for obscure, like, computer games, stuff like that. I mean, nothing that bears mention, just, you know. I do a lot of...
No shout-outs?
No, I mean, I don't really have anything specific to really shout-out, because a lot of the projects are so small, or they're just, you know, not finished yet in the works. So just ongoing stuff like that. I just, you know, freelance.
So you're mostly a night owl? Do you ever sleep?
Yeah.
My God. Doesn't sound like
I mean,
it.
It varies. It depends on what I'm doing and what I'm assigning myself to in terms of, you know, like the task at hand. I do a multitude of different things. So, I mean, I'm kind of a, yeah, I don't sleep.
Well, if, see, not sleeping helps you get stuff done. That's what I do. I sleep like 4 hours a day, maybe. You know, that's how I keep up my schedule.
Crazy.
So my wife needs like 12 hours a day to sleep.
Yeah.
I keep saying my wife like she's not there, but it's Kaylee, and we know her name is Kaylee, and I keep saying my wife, my wife, my wife. Like I have to prove that I have a wife for some reason in this episode, and that's kind of weirding me out a little bit. Not gonna lie.
You know,
every time.
I don't know why I keep saying my wife. I could just say your name.
Okay, that's funny, because I had no idea that I actually said that in the episode, and here I am cutting in doing that, and did it again right away, so I guess I caught on to it back then, too.
You could. Or babe, or hun, or sweetie.
My bitch.
That works.
if anybody
bitch,
goes...
I'm talking to you!
Sorry, what was that?
Bitch, I'm talking to you!
So besides the comic, you have other websites you do, right?
Yeah. Actually, my portfolio is taverja.net, which is the.
For those listening now, that URL does not work anymore. I just tried some Russian website, so don't go there unless you want to, I guess. But you can find Taverja on Instagram and Twitter. Just search for her name, and you'll see her there. Actually, Twitter she's not really active on, but Instagram, I think she's active there.
My subdomain is the comic, but then my main site where I have everything else is my main site, diversia.net. So Yeah.
And what do you use? What do you mean? Is that just artwork? Do you have other stuff there?
Yeah, it's artwork. I post a little bit of modeling that I've done. Primarily, it's artwork and announcing on my blog new projects I take on. Like, for instance, the newest one is the Comic Creators Alliance. Have you heard what's going on with that?
Is that with the whole human trafficking thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have heard of that. And I was going to get involved in it, but I kind of missed the deadline and forgot about it.
Right. Of course, yeah. It was very, very kind of short-lived with the whole casting call or whatever. But for the next week or so, I think there's another week and a few days left, people can donate to the drive and receive a free wallpaper, which is comprised of the lead female characters of over 80 different web comics. So
nice.
It's pretty exciting. I'm so happy to be a part of it.
That's cool. I've watched it kind of in the background on the forums and stuff. I never actually got involved with it because of other things I was doing, but no, it's really, from what I found out about it, what I read about it, it's a pretty cool cause, pretty cool thing to do.
Yeah. I actually heard that in the first night, in the first day that, the drive went live, we raised over $2,000.
Nice. It's a good little chunk of change for the comic creators to make for that.
Yeah, it's incredible. I am completely blown away.
I'm seeing that thumbnail here of the wallpaper, and it looks really cool.
It was very nicely comprised. I think Laura was the one who put it together, the artist of The Dreamer.
Nice. It looks well done. It looks very cool.
Yeah.
I'm sure it looks better.
I have it on my desk.
I'm sure it looks better in high res. I'm looking at a thumbnail. I should donate. And get a copy.
If you see Vegana is the one up at the top, you know, a little bit in the back. She's the biggest blotch of red.
Oh, there she is.
Yeah.
Nice. Do you have any other little side projects going on right now?
Yes, actually. Like I said, I had done a crossover with Patricia, the artist of Swift River. I am now in the works doing a crossover with Sen Shu, who does Love Feast. And basically, the lead characters from each of our comics are getting together and doing, you know, they're on a mission, much like the one done by Swift River.
Nice. Doesn't she also do Millennium, whatever?
Yes. Yes, she does. Yep.
Whenever it updates.
Yeah. That one's a little bit more slow going, but Love Feast is off to a good start, and I'm very excited to be working with her. Nice. I've already finished the first page. I'm going to do the first five, and she's going to do the second five. Same with what I had done with Swift River. I did the first, and Patricia did the second five.
Nice. Always crossovers are fun to do. I always love doing crossovers. Yeah. I've done a couple of them in the past. It's just fun to work with somebody, which I think is why I've got so many collaborators on YTCL. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always fun to have other people's input. It's addicting.
It's wonderful.
It's addicting.
It is. And I intend to do many, many more.
Nice. And they're always fun to do. They always help pass the time and help. I don't know. Every crossover I've done, I've always felt like after I always learn a little bit of how they do their stuff. So it makes me feel like I have more knowledge of what I'm doing.
Right.
Which is always good. Kaylee?
What?
What are you doing?
Reading the comic.
Oh, it's been really quiet.
Aw. What page are you on?
I don't know. He just flew out a window.
There's a guy jumping out of a building right now on her computer screen.
Yeah, I'm at the very... It doesn't say what number. 9.
You should be able to see it in the URL.
Equals 9. So I'm guessing 9.
Is it good so far?
So far, so good.
She'll probably finish it tomorrow.
Huh? You should let me know what you think of it, like on the tag board on the homepage. I'd love to, you know, hear your thoughts.
Alrighty. That are good. Only the thoughts are good.
I prefer,
I love criticism.
I prefer the bad thoughts on my site. I like them. They make me laugh.
Well, I mean, but sometimes when they're constructive, though, I mean, I love it because it kind of helps me to get a feel for what other people think of it. And it's like, okay, well, I can expand upon a certain issue that maybe I'm not doing so well.
No, that's true.
Not when people go, oh, this is shit. That's not great.
I've had a couple of those, and it's kind of like, teach their own.
Mm-hmm.
had a guy go off on one of my pages one time, tell me how I was completely unfunny and it was rude and all this stuff. And me,
they were a religious freak.
Yeah, me being me, I just
fucked with them.
Yeah, I'm very good with words when it comes down to it, and to writing things out, not speaking apparently, but writing them out. I'm pretty sure I confused the crap out of them, but it was a lot of fun. I also got an email from somebody about when we were making fun of Michael Jackson before he died, and then he died, and then we just kept making fun of him. And an email from somebody told me how rude I was because I was making fun of a dead person. And
did they not realize that your comic was based on zombies?
Yeah, I'm not sure how they found my comic. Why they're like, this is so wrong. He's dead. You should blah, blah, blah. I think they're really like, they're probably pretty young. So I'm not sure how they found my comic or why they're reading it. But by the end of the email, she was like, would you do a portrait of Michael Jackson for me?
Really now?
Because at the time I had done portraits of a bunch of celebrities who had died just for fun. Basically just a practice illustrator. I did one of like Billy Mays and one of David Carradine and Farrah Fawcett.
So you drew him as a zombie?
No, well, I drew Michael Jackson as a zombie, but the other celebrities I drew like actual illustrated portraits of them. Like,
gotcha.
Decent ones. And I never actually did the Michael Jackson one. Like I told her I would, but I never actually did. But I should, mainly because I forgot, not because I was being mean. But it was just funny.
You actually reminded me. Just to expand upon that. Oh, I'm sorry. go ahead. Finish your thought.
Oh, no, I was just, I actually had for, I just forgot about it. I didn't like, you know, promise I was going to do it and they didn't do it.
Yeah, well, things get in the way.
Yeah, that I just didn't want to, I actually kind of don't want to do it, but I told her I would. I had planned on doing it, but I was like, once I had gone a couple months down the road, I was like, now I don't have to do it because I forgot.
I'm checking your site now.
Yeah, they're all on the front page there, the ones I did.
Oh wow! I like these.
Yeah, they're very cool. They're very much background, like wallpapers. I did.
We had a lot of celebrities die 2009, didn't we?
Yeah,
which is crazy.
Yeah. I did all those ones, and I was like, there's too many more to do.
I know so many of them, and then I like just the beginning of this year. I think what's her name? Something Murphy.
Brittany Murphy.
Brittany Murphy. And December. Yes.
Yeah. Very sad.
Yeah, she was.
Your site is confusing.
I know. I'm working on rebuilding it with.
And there's no Sergeant Blinky anywhere.
I know. If you click on it, it'll show it to you though.
That's too much time.
Whatever. Don't be cool and pretend like you're trying to read my comic. Now we're on the air.
Oh, I'm not. I just wanted to see what she thought was cool.
Go to jhorsey3.com. Go to my art site.
Oh, your art site.
jhorsey3.com.
Oh, I didn't know you had that.
I've had that for like the last 10 years.
I still have it, and I have no idea what I'm doing there now. It has some old stuff up there, some like webcomics I did for my kids and family, but I really don't know what to do with that site anymore. I still have it, but I don't think I've logged into it in a good 2 or 3 years. I should figure out what to do with it.
I bought that domain in high school.
Oh, it has Jack. It's the pumpkin.
Yes, I actually didn't do that. Mike Gordon did that, but it was cool, so I had to post it.
You haven't updated in a while.
Yeah, I've updated since, November 10th. Damn. Well, this site, I always forget that I still have this site, because it's not a comic site, so it's not one I update often. Well,
yeah,
I think,
same with my blog.
Yeah, I used to blog all the time, but I stopped.
Exactly, yeah. Because you get involved in all these other projects. Really, I only use my blog to announce those projects now.
This is true. I do that I use a podcast for that now. Let's go ahead and take a break here, and let's do a song, and we'll come right back.
Or we could just be dying.
We have questions to answer, remember?
Oh, okay.
So here's a break. Hold on.
Nope. Actually, Katie's going to get your voice. We're going to be done with this episode now because we've got another two parts that I recorded for this one of us answering questions and doing more stuff with that. So let's go ahead and break this here. This was a lovely conversation with Traversia. It was mostly just Katie and me talking and then remembering, oh, yeah, there's somebody else here and asking questions and then going off topic and then going back and, oh, yeah, there's somebody else asking questions. And I mean, we could not stay on track for anything back then, but whatever. So again, thanks for listening. Thank you to Tversia for coming on and talking about your comic, Wayward Falls. I don't see it online anymore, but you can find Tversia on Instagram and she's got some stuff she's doing there. So check her out. Check us out on y2cl.net, on scpod.net. Our podcast post on scpod.net. I don't know why I told you to go to y2cl.net. That's my site. You can go there to find all the different stuff that I've done and all the different comic books that I've released and find them all on y2cl.net. And then go to jrc3.com and see what's there. I don't even know what's there. Maybe you'll find something cool. I don't know. I haven't been there in forever. But yeah, check out this show, more episodes. Check out all the episodes of Spoiler Crunchy right now as of releasing this episode in March or April of 2020. I'm not sure when this comes out. Oh, this is about April of 2020. We're releasing 4 episodes of Spoiler Country a week, which is nuts because we're recording like 4 to 8 interviews a week. So it's just it's crazy time over there. But yeah, as I always do, or try to always do, or sometimes do, or do when I remember, hit those drums.
Hey everyone, Joshua here. Don't forget that you can hear this podcast on all podcatchers. Just search for Haphazard Adventures. Follow the show on Twitter and Instagram with the handle HapHadPod. That's HapHadPod. Be sure to check out John's art and comics at y2cl.net. For more great podcasts and content, visit scpod.net. That is scpod.net. If you want to support what we do here, head over to patreon.com/y2cl and kick in a dollar or so donation to keep the lights on. As always, I'm Joshua coming to you from the Big Wang Little Thang Gang from a very small pair of underwear, and this was Haphazard Adventures.